So today, it's been our tradition. Traditions can sometimes be good, sometimes they can be bad. You know, there's a lot of bad traditions, but it's been our tradition on the last Sunday of the year just to praise God and thank Jesus for all that he's done, and sort of have like an open mic Sunday so people can come up and share testimonies of God's goodness. Maybe a verse, maybe a prophecy, maybe of something the Lord has given you. Whatever it is, that's what we're doing today. you know, it has for some of us, it has been a very difficult year. As Gladly was praying there, but the promises of God, as she prayed, never change. God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and he's a God that always keeps his promises. The Bible says he cannot lie, and although this year has been pretty crazy, in fact the whole world is the last few years, so much confusion, so much anger and hatred, but God is still in control. He's on his throne, and he knows what he's doing. In fact, Jesus said that the closer we get to his return, the more it's going to be like in the days of Noah. And if you've read Genesis, you'll know it's a pretty crazy time in the days of Noah. A lot of awful things. People just did what was right in their own eyes and turned their backs on God. And although Noah was warning them, there's something happening, there's something coming, nobody wanted to listen. And we sort of have that story to give to the world because Jesus said he's coming back. And we need to tell people, even though maybe they're going to mock us and make fun of us, you know, he's not coming back. And who was he anyway? That's the message. And it's good news. It's good. Well, good and bad for some, isn't it? It's not going to be good when Jesus returns. But, you know, I was reading the news this morning, you know, all the sort of stuff going on with Israel. Did you see that our prime minister has welcomed an Egyptian activist who was in prison in, I think he was in prison in Egypt, but he's managed to get him out and he's welcomed. He's absolutely delighted that he's come to the UK. And another MP wrote a letter. You can read this online, but this, the Right Honourable Robert Jenkin MP, Shadow Secretary of State for Justice, wrote a letter saying, do you know who this guy is? Who and what he's been teaching and what he's been proclaiming. Basically, he's saying, kill all the police officers. Kill all the Zionists. Kill all the Jews. And we're welcoming him into our country. I mean, this is the sort of, you know, in the days of Noah, they called good evil and evil good. and these are the sort of days that we're living in at the moment. But the good news is, God is on his throne, and he is not fazed at all by any of this stuff. I put that verse on the group chat this morning, Psalm 2. Let me just read that again. It's a great verse to read when I lift my glass. You get to that age when your arms aren't long enough. You need longer arms or glasses. Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, Jesus, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. And here's the good. But he who sits in the heaven shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. Did you know that God is a Zionist? did you know that the chosen people are the apple of his eye? And when we attack them, we're attacking God himself. This is not to say that the Jewish people are good people. No, they've been really awful, an awful wife to Jehovah, to Yahweh, an adulterous wife. But that's the whole point, is God is showing us just how much love he has. Doesn't matter how badly they treat him, he just continues to love them and love them, just as Jesus loves us and died for us. So, I guess I want to just say, you know, in these sort of days, like bit like the days of Noah, when, you know, just a lot of crazy stuff going on, just hold on to what Gladly was praying there, the promises of God, because he cannot lie and he cannot break his promises. And his thoughts and intentions towards you are just good, just plans to prosper. And, you know, he loved us so much that he gave us that gift of his only begotten son that we just celebrated last week.